Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectroMusic.com pregame show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor. And with me today is our friend Sunshine.
Howdy ho, boys and girls!
Sunshine has been, she fed me and she brought me some vodka. So I'm a happy camper. Just a little bit, not too much. And we're in the pregame show, which means that the show starts in 8 minutes. And we're just going to talk and do a sound check and get ready for the show. Let me type into the chat room. Ready for sound check. So how was your week, Sunshine?
I don't know. It went so fast, I didn't have time to catch up with it.
Well, I had a pretty good week.
Red Cross has me running around in circles.
Oh, they do. Red.
Last week I was at the disaster drill at the airport.
Oh, the disaster drill. That's right. And then what happened there?
Well, I made a fool out of myself.
Oh, I've done that many times.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun with the people on the... I had more fun than anybody had a right to have.
That reminds me of the ElectroMusic.com festival last week. It was wonderful. So many friends and happiness and joy. It was truly a life-changing experience.
That's what life should be, is just full of happiness and joy.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're just waiting for someone to come in and do a sound check here.
I love Paul's music.
Doesn't Paul play nice music?
Oh my gosh, yes.
State Machine says, beautiful, Paul. I love this. Paul is really doing a nice segment here.
Sometimes makes me cold. It feels like a snowy night.
Oh.
With the wind howling in the background.
Oh yeah, I hear the wind. Okay, Blue Hell is checking us. Hello, Jan. Jan is Blue Hell. Blue Hell won last week, and he declined to be scorekeeper. Instead, W Monk will be our scorekeeper. T minus 5 minutes to the show. So I'm all happy. My place is clean. My mom came over 2 days this week, I was telling Sunshine. And she helped me clean, and I helped her clean, and we reorganized everything and moved the computers around. And Sunshine is pleased.
Is that a new lamp?
Yes, Pam gave me that, Pam and Mom. It looks like a Tesla coil, which is a high-voltage electronic thing that makes sparks. It goes bzzz.
It looks like a bunch of circles on a pole.
Yes. A bunch of little sort of donut things on a stick, on a pole. So you can hear Paul's show in the background. Edison Rex, who does Edison's Ephemera.
I'm going to paddle around the largest cruise ship in the world tomorrow.
That's right, you told me.
I'm going to sit my butt on my kayak and I'm going to go paddle around and take pictures.
Exciting.
Before I get arrested for trespassing.
Oh, good. Give me a call, I'll have to bail you out of jail.
I always take myself on kayaking.
Well, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. You remember last week, if you happen to see here last week's show. I did the whole show with a severe cold. It was pretty.
How'd you do?
Well, it was an hour and a half long. I let the music do the work. We had a longer show because Shane had prepared a half hour recording. Shane is after us with a recorded show today. Shane has been so busy making music and organizing and being the radio master. He was given the title Radio Master, by the way. And I'm a stream operator. That's my title. And Shane has got homework to do. So he's doing some recordings. Let me read what's going on in the chat room, see if Boo Hell is talking to me or something. Nope. Oh, 16 listeners. There's a new command here. Bang radio, exclamation point radio. And when you do it, it tells you who's playing, what the track is, the bit rate, and how many listeners.
This is interesting. Well, that's cheating.
Why is it cheating?
Well, they're not supposed to know that, are they?
Why not?
What are they guessing on then?
Oh, no, it doesn't. They don't tell the... They just tell... It'll just say the game show. It won't say what song is being played. So I may as well close down Firefox here. You can hear Paul talking.
Radio.electromusic.com. Friday nights. Stay tuned. Thanks.
Okay, applause for Paul's show. Yay, Paul. And we're waiting to hear when they're going to switch us in. Switch us in.
Should I be listening in there?
If you want to. You'll hear the music that way.
Please stand by.
Please switching.
Stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
I'm hearing please stand by.
Please stand by.
Whose birthday?
Please stand by.
Oh, birthday show. Is it Paul's birthday? I don't know. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the electromusic.com game show. I'm
Yay,
your host.
It's game time!
Sunshine is here with us, and I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor, on the forum. And we just did the pre-game show for about 8 or 10 minutes, and we're trying an experiment here. Just to play with sound, we've got... Oh, is it rebuffering? What's that thing doing? Opening URL?
I don't know. Rebuffering stream.
Oh, well, let's let it do its thing. My experiment isn't going to work if that doesn't play. Tell you what, Sunshine, can you click on that black square in the upper left corner of the small screen?
That one?
Yeah. And now click on it again.
Now it's not a square, it's a triangle.
Yeah, it was hit and play.
To the electromusic.com
okay.
Streaming station.
Now, W Monk is our scorekeeper today, but we're not going to get into the game show for a few minutes. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to listen to our own show and feed it back into the microphone and develop an echo.
Not a square, it's a triangle.
Yeah, it was hit and play. There, you can hear us talking.
Okay. I'm confused.
Well, what's going to happen, Sunshine, is as we talk, an echo will build up, and it'll sound like chaotic, all kind of crazy voices and stuff.
Sounds like my head between my ears. That's what words and all this confusion sounds like in my head. Things echo off of one another and bounce off the walls. And
yeah, that's there's sound bouncing around inside of your head. That's how you think. We're all made of music. We think with music. You could hear yourself talking a moment ago. So we're playing with the radio here at the beginning of the game show.
This is a real mean thing to do to a natural blonde. You know that?
Well, we're going to stop in a minute. Addison Rex says, echo, echo, echo. A bunch of people are talking about echo in the chat room.
Echo, 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 echo,
echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, echo, so what we're doing is we're actually we're broadcasting over the internet to the server. It's coming back to us out the speakers into the microphone, and round it goes. We're doing an echo on the internet using the internet itself. So we'll get to actually playing the game in a moment. No coffee for sunshine, says Stroby. So who is here in the chat room? We have a number of people. Oh, we're starting to get feedback. Sunshine, would you please turn down the volume on the speaker? Turn it all the way off. Okay, that's enough of that stuff. It'll clear out in a minute.
Made me crazy.
I just wanted to do that. I got the idea in my head about 20 minutes ago and thought, why not? What the heck? So, in the chat room, we have 22 people. I'll read them off. Blue Hell, Blue Jay, Edison Rex, the robot, Electro Synthetica, previously known as Plastics Man. Duck, who is AFK, Airlock, Antimon Barkeeper, who is W Monk, our scorekeeper today. Dr. Steve, Dougbert, Electrifier, Inventor, who's me. Killer Haven, Modulator ESP, Mono, Mosk, Syingo, Rob Soul, Scott G, Shamester, State Machine, Stroby, and Xmog.
And Sunshine.
And Sunshine is not in the chat room. She's here with us, yes.
She's there in spirit.
You're there in spirit. They can hear you. Why don't we stop talking and play some music, as you're always telling me, Sunshine? We have some new artists. Why don't we play one of these new artists? Here's a really active tone, active sound, active song. It's kind of loud. Let's give it a listen. Killer Haven has guessed it as a Lunetta. He is incorrect. It is not Chuck Killer Haven. Blue Hell has guessed Stroby. Blue Hell is correct. 1 point for Blue Hell, W Monk. Stroby is enjoying hearing himself on the radio. Electrifier has guessed Game Boy. He is incorrect. Yes, Howard, this is Stroby. Scorekeeper is not cheating yet. Bill likes it. He says it sounds cool.
Analyze the structure.
Who hell thinks he's the best?
The
oh no! Dr. Steven is not 8-bit.
scatter. Analyzing structural damage. I don't want to think too much. Follow
that
order. See that you step to think. Bunch. I don't want you to think too much. Follow my order. See that you can.
Yes, Jan guessed correctly. That was Stroby. And Stroby, by the way, has his own forum on the chat room under artists, if you want to hear some more music like that. And, I won't say that. No giving away songs, Lester. All right, why don't we play another song and keep things going here. Now for something completely different. What? Let's keep that off, please.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me on those headphones?
Yeah, but I can't hear you talking when you talk later than when you start talking.
Who's on first?
Yeah, see?
Well, we're still in limbo from our little experiment.
Well, I like the words.
Oh, good. You like that song?
Yeah, I like the fact that there's words in the music, and it could be kind of creepy. I'd like to do that.
Well, by the way, you know, Sunshine, we just started a thread in the Schmooze forum called Lyrics, and if anybody wants to read up on lyrics, we have several songs posted, probably 10 or 15 of them, and I wrote some, and some other people wrote some others, and some of them are very touching and meaningful songs. There's some religious context, there's some life's difficulties things, some celebratory stuff, and really good lyrics. So I'd like to see that. I'd like to see more lyrics in electro music. So we started that thread. Okay, now for something completely different. I know Sunshine likes this. Yes, Stroby, the lyrics can be used by anyone. No, Kevin, it is not a Lunetta. It is not Chuck. Kevin is just guessing Lunetta and Chuck for every song. If you keep that up, you're going in the penalty box, Kevin.
Well, he has a 50-50 chance of being right once in a while.
Well, I cut way back on the Chuck this time. Modulator ESP has guessed Antimon. He is correct. W Monk, please award 1 point to Modulator ESP. Jazz. Stroby likes the song. Oh, Dr. Steve has guessed Stefan. That is correct. So Dr. Steve gets a point. I don't know. Is it a Nord? Stefan is in the chat room, is he not? Let me see. Yes, Antimon is in the chat room. Is it Nord, Antimon? I do not know. Do you want to hear the whole song?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Okie doke. Well, W. Monk, we're being approximate here. No need to be particular about who was earlier or later, because everybody has different lag, different delay. They guessed right about the same time. Oh, it is a Nord. Antimon has said it is a Nord. Somebody guessed Nord. Who guessed Nord? Was that you, Chaz? Yes, and W. Monk, the scorekeeper, has announced that the score is 2 for Chaz, 1 for Jan. And Steve, whatever that means, I guess Steve has one. All right, let's continue with the music, because we're already 12 minutes into the show and there's so much to hear. So much to hear. How about this song? By the way, we have a lot of new music this week.
This has the feeling of a stripper in a dark bar with lots of smoke and red lights.
I'm there. Just give me $100 bill. 100 ones.
Walk with me through these streets of our mind, where we find our own time and leave it all behind. Dark alleys shadowed with etched, rain-drenched shapes of nonsense that could be demons or angels depending on our angle. It's rainbow hidden with pattering rhythms of cataclysmic schisms. By my side you shine from the corners of my eyes. Hold my hand
you
and
do?
Never stand
oh.
still.
Don't say.
Moving me on me or
stop. Luhel has guessed rain shadow. He is correct.
Maybe only in sounds will we be found.
1 point for Luhel, please, scorekeeper.
While we fly eternally free and keep coming back to our dreams.
Chaz has guessed Uncle Crunkus. He is incorrect.
Back to our dreams.
Luhel is correct. Dr. Steve, too late, man. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to pull, Dr. Steve? You're pressing your luck, buddy.
I may have to take him in the penalty box.
Are you going to be in the penalty box again this week?
I think so.
You know, a few weeks ago when Sunshine was on the show, she was in the penalty box and she shared her cookies with Jan.
Oh, what, you don't have to tell everyone.
Whatever that means. I'm not implying any hidden meaning there. But Jan seemed to enjoy the cookies very much.
Of course.
Yes, that was Rain Shadow, a new talent on electromusic.com. She's a friend of mine, and I've been telling her about electromusic.com, and finally she joined, and I've got some wonderful songs from her website. So, Killer Haven is guessing Lunetta. What's next out of your mouth, Killer Haven, Chuck? All right. Let's play. How about this song? Another new talent.
Do you pop all these bubbles?
You may.
No.
I didn't pop them.
Somebody did.
Oh, the machine probably popped them. It's a vacuum machine. By the way, Sunshine is examining the circuit boards that I have made. No Jez, it is not Chuck. No Mate, it is not a Boolean sequencer.
No, I'm not examining the circuit boards.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to pop the blisters.
Oh, she's checking out the bubble wrap that the circuit boards came packaged in. You know, no matter where you are in life, there's always the joy of bubble wrap.
I think that's
kids.
What I'm going to give my mom for her birthday.
Bubble wrap?
Yep.
And a hammer.
I don't trust her with a hammer. She's got dementia.
Oh, a pair of pliers. Oh, that's not even good either. Monte, it is not Chuck. Kevin, it is not a Lunetta. Dr. Steve, it is not Scott G. People are just guessing. They're trying to score some points.
This song sounds like you're in a cave and you're stepping on roaches and they're going squish, scrap on the footsteps.
You come up with the most fascinating descriptions of songs.
I have a good imagination. What can I say?
You certainly do. You have a vivid imagination.
Hear those roaches scurrying off in the distance, going up the metal wall.
Yeah, yeah. They make echoes. Those are big roaches. Kevin wants to go in the penalty box. Kevin, I hereby banish you to the penalty box for one song. That means you cannot guess. If you guess, you're going to stay in the penalty box. Blue Held is almost guessing the song, but he is not. W-Monk just gave a Unix a chat room command that would send somebody into a chat room called the penalty box. And they would leave this chat room and go to the penalty box. Okay, we'll do that, Dr. Steve, after this song. Okay, nobody guessed the song. The song is I Scared the Drums by Abraktor. That's Abraktor. He's a new talent to me, and he's come in the chat room, visited us, and posted that song, so I played it. So if you hear that style of music once again, you can guess Abraktor, but that's the only song I have from him now. He won't be on this particular show again. Now, Dr. Steve has made a request. He has requested that I say a secret word, and then everybody, when they hear the secret word, type it into the chat room.
Oh, I want to say the secret word.
Can you think of a good one? I have a good one, but I'd rather have your secret word.
Okay.
Okay, everybody get ready. As soon as you hear the secret word, type it into the chat room, and we'll find out who has how much delay. Ready? Go. Say the secret word.
I can't. It's a secret.
Come on, sunshine.
It can't be a secret word if I tell everybody the secret word.
Well, it was a secret, but now it's public information.
Okay. All right. The secret word is sunshine.
I was going to say orgasm. That was my secret word.
Of course you would.
Yeah, naturally. I'm a guy. What can I say? I burp, I fart, and I like orgasms. Edison Rex says secret. No. What was the word again? Sunshine. Nobody has said sunshine yet.
Because it's a secret.
We're all testing latency because latency is a big deal. Ah, Antimon, Stroby, Scorekeeper, Airlock, and a bunch of others say sunshine.
So they're all about the same time.
Whoa, something happened. A bunch of people got kicked off the chat room. Oh, there's chaos in the chat room. More chaos on the Chuck Show. Everybody typed everything in so fast that Blue Jay's automatic script thing kicked them off the channel. They're going to have to come back. That's right. We have people being automatically kicked off of the Chuck Show. Dr. Steve, that was your fault. You did that. No,
maybe that
we
wasn't
all
such
three
a
of
good
us did
idea.
It. Maybe it was a bad idea. But it was funny. Bad bot, says Blue Hell. Edison Rex says, oops. Now there are only 18 people in the chat room.
Do you know that oops is spoo backwards?
Spoo?
Uh-huh.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oops, spoo. Spoo, oops. So, while the people come back in the chat room, I guess we'll play a song. Let's do a commercial. A commercial.
What are you selling this week?
Circuit boards. I want to tell everybody that I made these E-Chuck Lunetta circuit boards. I didn't make them. I had them made. I paid $225 to have 100 of them made. And three people bought 10 boards each, and we mailed those out yesterday. Daisy and I mailed them out. These boards are just little breakout boards. You can read about them in the Lunetta forum. And each board holds one chip. And the idea, the E-Chuck concept, is that you solder a chip into each board. You put any resistors or capacitors that chip happens to need. And then you wire the boards together with 24 gauge solid wire. The wire is strong enough to hold the boards in three-dimensional space, however you position them. And you can therefore make a sculpture that makes music in the Lunetta style of music making. So, the boards cost $2.50 each. And I've got 70 of them left. I'm going to use them all if nobody else wants to buy them. I think two other people wanted to buy some boards. And that's the commercial. So the commercial is over.
Boards for sale. Who's your sponsor?
Sponsor is electromusic.com.
Oh, okay.
Electro-music.com. We are on radio.electromusic.com. Have we recovered from the bot catastrophe, everybody? We did a commercial because some people had left the room and it wouldn't be fair to play music while they were gone. Dr. Steve says he will sit out because he has an extremely long latency today.
Aww, Auntie Mon,
that
so
went well.
Sad.
Aw, well, Dr. Steve won once. He had his time.
But he's got a bad latency. Poor thing.
I know,
thing.
Poor guy.
I wonder if he needs me to care for his latency.
Yeah, he needs a back rub.
Oh, yeah.
He needs a back rub and a pat on the forehead. Yeah.
I'll pat him, all right.
Dr. Steve was at electromusic.com 2009 festival. We spent some time together. We wrote some Chuck together. Okay. W-Monk is back. The scorekeeper is back. Reconnect, Steve, that will reduce the latency, says W-Monk. W-Monk is a computer expert, so listen to what he says. Modulator ESP is still in the penalty box. Can't see Sunshine. Sunshine is there. Look around.
Just reach out your hand, and I'll touch you.
There you go. Who could ask for more than that? Okay. I guess enough people are back in the room. We may as well play some music. Why don't we? Why don't we play this song? If it's your song, don't guess it.
Oh, that's a clue. That means it's somebody in the room song.
That's true. So people are, oh, now that you said that, people are going to start guessing random names off of the name list. Dr. Steve is reconnecting to see if he can reduce his latency.
I hope so. I hate for anybody to have a bad latency.
Yeah, it sounds worse than it really is. Latency sounds like you wouldn't want to have a bad latency.
No, I wouldn't.
No. Could be like a hangnail or...
broken fingernail.
Ingrown toenail or a broken fingernail. By the way, Sunshine is color coordinated. Her fingernails, her lipstick, and her eyeglasses are all the same shade of pink.
And my pants.
And your pants.
And the trim on my shirt.
And the trim on the shirt. And the shirt has gold, and the shirt outside of the shirt has gold. And there's gold on the glasses. And
it's actually champagne. The
champagne.
Shirt is champagne silk.
It does look like champagne. It is silk. and she has golden hair. Mate is not Chuck. Mate is not a Lunetta. Antimon has logically concluded that it is Blue Hell. He didn't just guess. He said, if Blue Hell isn't guessing, it's him. I think he deserves a point for that little feat of logic, wouldn't you say, Sunshine? I'll leave it up to you.
No, I think that's logic deduction myself.
Yes, that is logical deduction. Induction or deduction? I don't know the difference.
Conduction.
Conduction, duction, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases. Remember that?
No.
That was a schoolyard rock when I was a kid, when you were a parent of kids. Oops. And they used to play that on the Saturday morning cartoons. One point for Stefan for logic.
Where does Dr. Steve get off deciding that?
Yeah, Dr. Steve, are you the scorekeeper? What authority do you actually wield on this show, Dr. Steve? And Dr. Steve is trying to help everybody out by saying Jez was first. Jez first. Somebody decide, W. Monk, I give you all control of the show. You have the power, moo-hoo-hoo, ha-ha-ha-ha. Here's W. Monk wielding his power.
Trying to help everybody out.
W. Monk is shooting his phaser. Okay, that's enough of that noodle. That was a noodle by Jan. People in the chat room are awarding points to each other. Da, 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 da. Why don't you both take a point? Let's not argue over it. Here is yet another new artist to the show. Let's give a listen to this song. Everybody get ready.
And if he doesn't guess, we know it's him.
He's not. This person is not in the chat.
Ah, see there? You just gave another clue.
Another clue. I'm going to run to the little host room. And Sunshine, if you would please keep the people entertained. Say anything you want.
Are they listening to music?
What?
Are they listening to music?
Yes, they're listening
is
to music right
music?
Now.
I don't know. I can interpret the music. This is obviously a gumball machine in a kitchen that has an overhead rack of pans, and the bubblegum machine is misfiring, and every seventh bubblegum ball hits the pans hanging from the holder. Uh-oh, I touched something. I touched something and things stopped. Last we have an uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I don't know. Those blue words came up again. And
okay,
I touched something and I can't hear any music. I don't know what I did.
Oh. You can't hear any music?
No, I can't.
Did you click the mouse?
Huh?
Did you click the mouse by accident?
No, I touched something on there.
Oh, you stopped the music. Hello, test 1, 2, 3. We're still broadcasting, but you accidentally stopped the music. I'm back from the little boy's room. Okay, our guest host, Sunshine, our co-host, rather, Sunshine, has proven herself to be a blonde as she is, as she declares herself to be, by stopping the music. The song was by Midi Mel. a guy named Mel, who was at electromusic.com 2009 festival. Very nice guy. He lives in Miami, right near me, and we're going to get together and maybe be friends and stuff. So I played his music. All right, why don't I play something else real quick? I like this song. Is over. It was only a 1 minute and 13 second song. Echo effect. What's going on? Is that speaker off? That's off, right?
I don't know.
Sunshine
if you can't
is sunshine
hear it,
is
then
tapping
it's obviously
on the
off.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Duh.
Well, I'm not even a blonde and I had a blonde moment. Nobody guessed the song. That was Ben Zimmerman. It's called It's Your Birthday All the Time. You know, I have two Ben Zimmerman songs, and those songs have made me a fan of Ben Zimmerman. So, that was a Chuck song, too. Nobody guessed Chuck? I see I've broken you of the automatic chucking guesses. Huh, you don't want to hear me talk? Let's play some music. Here's some music from somebody we all know and love who is, well, here is this person. Ben Zimmerman, Antimon. Not Ben Silverman, Ben Zimmerman with a Z. Score report, 3 for Jez, 2 for Jan, 1 for Stefan, and Steve. Yes, Stefan, it is Zimmerman. Mate has guessed it is a Lunena. Yes, he is correct. Antimon has guessed me, Chuck. No, incorrect, Antimon. Sounds chippy, says Stroby. Let's give Stroby a point for that. It is made with chips, digital chips, because it is a Lunetta. Of course, I don't award points. W. Monk awards points, our scorekeeper, so we'll see if he decides to give Stroby a point for that.
This is the text that I sent Luke on the airport exercise last week.
Okay, I can only take so much of that song.
I don't like it either.
Well, I knew you wouldn't like it, but it's part of the culture of electromusic.com.
I understand that, but I just don't think like things that jumble up my brain any more than it already is jumbled and crumbled and rumpled.
That's true. Well, I won't play anything else like that for the rest of the show. How's that?
Okay.
Here's a song. I definitely want to get to everybody's songs. Here's a great song. 3 minutes long. I don't know if we'll listen to the whole thing. Let's see. Let's hear it. I think we will. was Dr. Offset, scorekeeper. It was a Lunetta by Dr. Offset called Birth of a Lunetta. It's another new artist. This is a very low scoring game because nobody knows the new artist that I've come up with. Or they have offered me songs. When we get to the end, maybe I'll play some familiar songs, but I want to be sure to get in everybody's songs. You know what I mean? At least one from everybody. Steve is incorrect. It is not my space music program, but that's a good guess. That's a hint, Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve, it is somewhat similar to the space music program. Nobody's going to guess this one. Thank you, W. Monk. Yes, it is very nice. It is not Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve has guessed himself. Apparently he's very confused.
He's in my world tonight.
He's in your world. Electrifier, it is not Dr. Steve. Modulator ESP has guessed Scott G. Modulator ESP is correct. Right at the end of the song, just in time, Modulator ESP has earned a point. Let's jump into another new artist. Someone we all know and love from the forum. It's a 4-minute song. I think we should listen to the whole thing. Dr. Steve has guessed Scott's space music program about the same time that Modulator ESP did. I think he deserves a point for that. Oh, W. Monk has already awarded a point. Dr. Steve says, Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama, Dalai Lama. And Demond, it is not I am Uncle Crunkus. Modulator ESP has earned a point. It is Seraph Gamma Elegy. Modulator ESP has actually earned 2 points, not one. Incorrect, Stroby. It is not Uncle Crunkus. I'll tell you what. It is not Electro 80, Stroby. I'll tell you what. Jez is pulling ahead really fast now. He could be our winner. For those who don't know, Modulator ESP is the same as Jez, same person. Jez is his real first name. He lives in England, and he came to the ElectroMusic.com festival and performed There's one more point to be gotten from this song. Does anybody know the instrument? Demona's guest, an opal. I'm not sure if that's correct.
Well, you better know the answer.
I know it by its brand name, but not the manufacturer. Antimon gets a point. It is that new gadget of his. I believe it's called an opal, yes. There is another name for it. What is the other name for the new gadget of Seraph's? Seraph, who is also known as Carlo in real life, who moderates the Schmooze Forum, perhaps my favorite forum on electromusic.com. Antimon, Opal Chameleon. So Antimon has earned 2 points from this song. One for Opal and one for Chameleon. He looked it up. Wait a minute. He earns 2 points, but he goes into the penalty box. Antimon used the internet to... He cheated. Stroby has identified that Antimon has cheated. He doesn't lose points, but he does go in the penalty box. Stefan, Antimon, you are in the penalty box. You may not guess the next song.
Hey, honey. Welcome.
Sunshine is there. Do you have cookies?
I have cookies.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream. You're in for some good stuff there, Antimon. Now everybody's going to cheat. Alrighty, I think we played all... Well, there's one more artist that I had queued up who is not a new artist. There's a few others. Why don't we play this one real quick? It's a 1 minute song.
I'm giving massages in the penalty box.
Oh wait, let me whistle with my washing machine on. Ready? Whistle. Hey man, welcome to the show. Oh, are you lost? You're backstage.
Who are you? Come to the line.
No. Turn that thing off. Electrifier has guessed Chuck. He is correct. Modulator ESP has guessed Chuck. He is correct. There were 2 winners. Scorekeeper Jez plus 1. Do you also award Electrifier a point? It was not by me. It was by a person who goes by the nickname Telstar for short. The full name is Telstar Magicist Ferrari. And his last name is Ferrari, I think. I'm not real sure.
Well, that sounds like wishful thinking.
What? Telstar Magicus Ferrari?
Ferrari, yeah.
Well, I think it's his real name. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I dated Carlos Maserati, too.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Electrifier wants a massage. He said that so he could get a massage.
That qualifies.
Why don't we keep things rolling? Oh, man, there's only 12 minutes left in the show. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We have a special surprise for you at the end of the show. I'm not going to tell you what it is. She rolls her eyes.
That's my lullaby.
That's right. That's right. I guess I'll tell you what it is. Sunshine is going to sing for us at the end of the show. A lullaby.
A doggy lullaby.
A doggy lullaby. She sings this song for her dog, and her dog lays on her back. It's a little bitty yappy dog. You remember Ginger. Was she a Yorkshire terrorist?
Yes.
A Yorkie?
Yes.
She lays on her back, her paws, she gets all relaxed, and she listens to the song. The doggy song. All right. Let's play some music. Are you having a good time, Sunshine? Are you having a good time?
Yes,
I'm enjoying this immensely.
As long as the listeners are enjoying it, that's all that matters.
Oops.
What became of future games of life? Seeing that we are free. We're on the edges of knives, exposed to our blind. What is right, just a little bit, tip the scales.
That woman cannot carry a tune.
Oh, come on, she sounds great.
What
Jez has guessed Rain Shadow, he is correct.
Monday takes a righteous chase. We play a game with rough dress tapes and reclaim.
There's another point to be had from this. What is the name of the song? She just said it.
Now taking backseat views, blasting through alternate tunes, distance to love the crew. From seeds of tomorrow, let me show you my sorrow. What became of future games like a secret?
Come on, you can guess the name of this song.
The rings are dying and the world's aspiring.
Jez has won a point for guessing future days. Well, that was close enough. It's future games.
What became of future games like a secret we are free?
Yes, that was once again Rain Shadow with the song Future Games. And let's hear this artist. Play this song.
Resources, right, wait, jump. Just resources. to just wait is have dip the breath wait giraffe wait giraffe wait just have dip the
some other place. Like halting another parallel universe from a temporal rift in space. Of course, no one would believe you even if it was true.
Song right now.
It just means stop, period.
Stop, period. Yeah. It looks like she's holding one hand horizontally and one hand vertically and making a plus sign with her arms. That's what Sunshine is doing. Okay, scorekeeper. That'll do it for the show. Can we get a final score report, please? Stop. Sunshine is directing traffic. She's directing air traffic. She's playing charades. They cannot see you, Sunshine.
I was stretching, you ninny.
Oh, you were stretching. Okay, now I understand. Just so you know, they can't see us. They can only hear us.
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Sunshine will sing her song. And let's have a score report from our scorekeeper, W. Monk. Final score report from the scorekeeper. I bet Jazz won. Sunshine has upset Strobe.
Aw, Strobe. Honey, you need to send him to the penalty box.
Strobe, that does it. You are going to the penalty box.
Oh, yeah, honey. Come on in with me. I will take good care of you.
1 point for Mate, Strobe, and Paul. Da, 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 da. 2 points for Steve, Stefan, and Jan. Jan is our previous winner. Steve is a previous winner. And hey, Kevin Kissinger. Kevin Kissinger is here, the theremin master, the master of the theremin. And the winner is Modulator ESP with 10 points. He rocked the show. Modulator ESP has won. Fantastic. Modulator ESP traveled across the pond from England to be at the electromusic.com festival. He was a lot of fun. He bought a little toy that records things and plays them back, and he recorded every interesting sound he could do. And then when his set was up, he just blew everybody out of the water. And then he went and played a gig in America. Then he went back to England. He's got more gigs, and he's played in the New Year's Eve show. He's all over the place. And he won.
That's wonderful.
That's right. Modular ESP gets the Most Active Musician Award for today. And we only have 3 minutes to go. Sunshine, can you sing your doggy song in 3 minutes?
I can sing it in 3 seconds.
Let's hear your doggy song.
This is the song I sing Ginger when she's been lonesome because I've been away for a while. Ready?
Ready.
You're my doggy. No, that's the wrong key. You're my doggy, and I love you. Yes, I love you. I really do. I'm your mommy, and you love me. Yes, you love me. You love me too. You're my doggy, and I love you. Yes, I love you. I really do. Rub your belly, baby, love you.
Oh, I like the rub your belly part at the end. That was great. You rub her belly when you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, everybody wants to be Ginger now.
She gets a massage every single night.
She gets a massage every single night?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have a girlfriend who is an equine sports therapist. She gives massages to horses.
Really?
Really, for real. They're race big. Horses and stuff.
You pound on them with your fists and stuff?
No, like no. She uses a lot of elbow.
Elbow?
Like Rolfing techniques.
Rolfing? Oh, mm-hmm. I used to have Lillian do the elbow on me. Whoa.
Well, boys, I hope you get your latency issues under control. I know no man enjoys having latency issues. I totally understand. Hopefully by next week you'll be all fixed up and ready to go. No more latency.
They'll be clamoring to get in the penalty box. Okay, why don't we close out with a song? Let's close out with this song. It's one of my favorites from one of my favorite artists. I'll tell you who it is. It is Andy Sharp. What's Andy Sharp's thing? Uncle Crunkus on the forum. The song is called Dark Army. It's ominous. It's cool. And you're going to hear 1 minute of it. The first 1 minute. Here it goes. Goodbye, everybody. Until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Oh, is that the words? Dark Army. These are like orcs.
Orcs?
Orc. Orcs. Orc fighters. Pig-like fighters. Pig-like men. Kind of like me sometimes. Goodbye, Jez. Congratulations, Jez. Oh, we didn't applaud Jez. Applause for Jez. Way to go, Jez. And we're being applauded for a great show. Yay! Okay, switching. Goodbye, everybody. Sunshine, would you please hit the disconnect button? Press the shift key. See the disconnect button? Same button you pressed, only now it says disconnect.